Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anucha Kumar with the World News. The headlines. Saudi Arabia and 13 other countries announced Maritime Defense Alliance to protect shipping in key waterways of West Asia. U.S. President Donald Trump announces deal for complete disarmament of Hamas and other armed groups in Gaza. Protests continue in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir over brutal crackdown by Pakistani security forces on civilians. At least 32 miners killed and 10 others trapped inside coal mine in Balochistan, Pakistan. And weightlifter Lovepreet Singh wins silver medal at Commonwealth Games. Seema Kali Ramana bags bronze medal in discus throw. And now the news in detail. Saudi Arabia and 13 other countries have established a maritime defense coalition aimed at protecting shipping in key waterways of West Asia. The announcement came after military figures from dozens of countries met in Riyadh to discuss the alliance. A joint statement issued by the alliance said that the multinational maritime defense coalition aims to tackle the growing challenges facing global maritime security. It said the alliance will serve as a framework for maritime defense cooperation aimed at enhancing maritime security, protecting freedom of navigation, securing international trade routes and energy supply lines. The alliance is part of efforts to safeguarding shared maritime interests in Bab el-Mandeb Strait, Red Sea and Gulf of Aden in accordance with the provisions of the international law. The founding members of the coalition include Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Bahrain, Qatar, Egypt, Jordan, Yemen, Nigeria, Sudan, Djibouti and Somalia. Member states said the coalition is purely defensive in nature. Iraq has denied claims that it approved or had advanced knowledge of recent U.S.-Saudi strikes that killed at least 20 members of the Iran-backed Popular Mobilization Forces. Iraqi government spokesperson Haider al-Abudi said Baghdad neither authorized the attacks nor knew about them in advance, rejecting U.S. President Donald Trump's assertion that the strikes were coordinated with the Iraqi government. Iraq also sought evidence from Saudi Arabia over allegations that Iran-backed groups based in Iraq launched drone attacks on the kingdom. Saudi Arabia said drones targeted key infrastructure and Riyadh earlier this week, but Iraqi officials said no evidence had been provided. Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani has also deferred a scheduled visit to Saudi Arabia following the strikes. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the Board of Peace has reached an agreement for the complete disarmament of Hamas and other armed groups in Gaza. In a social media post, Trump said this agreement is a critical step towards Gaza finally being governed by a new Palestinian government that will work closely with the Board of Peace to help the Palestinian people. He said at the same time, Israel will have the security it deserves, with Gaza no longer used as a base for terror attacks. A senior Hamas official said that they have agreed to a plan to completely disarm in Gaza, and an official statement will be released soon. Israel is yet to comment on the deal. Bhutan King Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk held an audience with Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri. The Foreign Secretary shared progress in bilateral development cooperation as reviewed at planned talks earlier in the day and various fields of India-Bhutan collaboration. In a social media post, the Embassy of India in Bhutan said that the King appreciated these advances, informed about developments at Gelifu Mindfulness City, and reiterated his support for strengthening bilateral ties. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Protests continued in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir following a brutal crackdown by Pakistani security forces on civilians earlier this week, which left more than 40 people dead. Local authorities in the occupied region have now begun targeting women protesters demanding basic rights. Pakistani security forces opened fire on women demonstrators gathered in large numbers in Rawalkot and Mirpur, where they were raising slogans against the crackdown. Several videos circulating on social media purportedly show women fleeing as police open fire during a peaceful protest rally in Kotli. Analysts claim that the total number of people killed since the protests began may have crossed 125. In Pakistan, at least 32 miners were killed and 10 others trapped underground after an explosion inside a coal mine in Balochistan province yesterday. The blast was apparently triggered by a build-up of methane gas and occurred on the outskirts of the Balochistan provincial capital, Quetta. Government mine inspector Ghani Baloch said that rescue operations would continue until all the trapped miners were found. Deadly accidents are common in Pakistan's coal mining industry, where many mines lack basic safety measures. Hundreds of migrants have entered Spain's North African enclave of Ceuta from Morocco over the past week, overwhelming local resources, regional leader Juan Jesus Vivas said. Mr. Vivas called on Spain's government to intervene, warning of a humanitarian and security emergency. Spanish authorities said migrants reached the enclave by swimming, using flotation devices, and crossing through a gate in the border fence. Spain said it is working with Morocco to curb the crossings and return those who entered illegally. In Commonwealth Games, Indian weightlifter Lovpreet Singh won a silver medal in the men's 110kg category, while Seema Kali Ramana bagged a bronze medal in women's discus throw at Glasgow last night. More from our sports desk.
India's Lovpreet set the games record in snatch and narrowly missed out on the gold medal. Lovpreet lifted a games record 176kg in the snatch before managing 212kg in the clean and jerk for a total of 388kg. New Zealand's David Litty won gold, while England's Andrew Griffiths took the bronze medal. In women's discus throw, Seema Kali Ramana clinched a bronze medal with 58.65m, while compatriot Nidhi Rani finished 4th. Earlier in the day, Neeraj Chopra qualified for men's javelin throw finals. Javelin throwers Rohit Yadav and Yashveer Singh have also entered the finals. Neeraj finished 5th, Rohit Yadav 9th and Yashveer Singh 10th in the qualification round. Two Indian triple jumpers, Praveen Chitrawal and Selva Prabhu Thirumaran, advanced to the final. Tejaswin Shankar also remained in medal contention in the men's decathlon. Meanwhile, Australia continued to lead the standings with 110 medals, while India were 10th with 17 medals on day 8. India's medal count includes 3 gold, 10 silver and 4 bronze. Chirag Jha from Sports Desk.
President Draupadi Murmu congratulated athlete Seema Kali Ramana today on winning the bronze medal in the women's discus throw event at Glasgow Commonwealth Games. In a social media post, the president lauded Kali Ramana's achievement, stating that it is a testament to her perseverance, dedication and hard work. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also has congratulated weightlifter Lovpreet Singh for winning the silver medal in the men's 110+ kg weightlifting event and athlete Seema Kali Ramana for winning the bronze medal in the women's discus throw event at the Glasgow Commonwealth Games. In under-17 World Championships, Indian wrestler Nikita Sehrawat settled for a silver medal, while Kamna Babal and Garima bagged bronze medals in the women's event in Baku, Azerbaijan yesterday. Senior India batter Ajinkya Rahane has announced his retirement from international cricket with immediate effect. In a social media post, Rahane said the time is right for him to move on from international cricket and all formats. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Saudi Arabia and 13 other countries announced maritime defense alliance to protect shipping in key waterways of West Asia. U.S. President Donald Trump announces deal for complete disarmament of Hamas and other armed groups in Gaza. Protests continue in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir over brutal crackdown by Pakistani security forces on civilians. At least 32 miners killed and 10 others trapped inside coal mine in Balochistan, Pakistan. And weightlifter Lovpreet Singh wins silver medal at Commonwealth Games. Seema Kali Ramana bags bronze medal in discus throw. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.